You're listening to SBS News.
It's a Monday morning and 33-year-old Brendan Hubbard is starting his working week at Greenacres Disability Services in Wollongong, New South Wales. Greenacres is an Australian Disability Enterprise, or ADE. Mr. Hubbard has Down syndrome, and his mother, Kathy Hubbard, says he likes the extra support offered by the workplace.
But he is in the severe category with his disability in Down syndrome. He's functioning about a four-year-old, four to six, say.
They might look like any other workplace, but there is a difference. Workers at ADEs are paid just a percentage of the minimum wage, depending on their support needs and assessed productivity. Brendan Hubbard earns $3.06 an hour. Greenacres Disability Services Chief Executive Chris Christodoulos explains.
We pay that assessed wage because the skill of the person does not allow them to carry out the full range of duties that one would expect of a person without a disability.
There are people who think workers in ADEs deserve to be paid more, though, and the Fair Work Commission is now negotiating a new wage calculator that could lead to wages increasing. But Mr. Christodoulos and some ADEs are already under financial pressure and say higher wages could force them to shut.
A lot of the work that we do have is not overly profitable and is work now that's done by new technology. It's been outsourced to China and other third world countries.
However, Nova Employment's Martin Wren suggests the current ADE model is keeping many capable workers underemployed and underpaid. He says he would like to see more of those people move into the open employment market where higher wages are guaranteed.
You would be surprised at for how many who've previously been employed at low wages and sometimes at a pittance are now employed at award wage. By the end of this day, we'll have five new taxpayers and five more tomorrow, just like we had five yesterday, five next week.
Gary Abbott worked in an ADE for 11 years before moving to the open jobs market. He says he used to make $7.80 an hour.
There was no drive. That was the biggest issue, like physically getting up in the morning to be at work at 7:30 and think, well, okay, I'm only making $7.80 an hour. This is a joke.
Now he is doing the same work, but earning more than twice as much.
We want to be treated the same way everyone else wants to be treated. We don't want to be treated any less just because we've got a disability.
Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.